Tiffany Brooker has her first Group 1 ride on Saturday in the Sky Racing Tats Tiara. She's at Brisbane Airport about to fly to Rockhampton. Morning to you, Tiffany.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed, and congratulations. First Group 1 ride coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Very excited and very grateful that Stuart and the connections have stuck with me, so hopefully it's a good result.
Tell us, for our Sydney audience and New South Wales listeners, Tiffany, tell us your story of how you've got to where you are.
Oh, basically like any other jockey story, just started working in stables, worked my way up, worked for a few different trainers and got a bit of support and a bit of luck when I needed it, and here I am.
And are you a Queensland girl?
I was born in New South Wales, but basically lived in Queensland most of my life.
Okay, and well, you fell in love with it. Did you always feel that you could be a jockey in a Group 1 race?
No, I probably wasn't until later teens that I decided I was going to become a jockey, and it probably wasn't until the last 12 months that I really got the passion to go higher to the highest level.
Well, you certainly will on Saturday. It's a great move by the owners and Stuart Kendrick. They could have easily gone for a senior jockey, given that apprentices can't claim, but you've really clicked with Rare Occurrence to ride in the Tats Tiara.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, her owners are fantastic. They're great supporters of mine on and off the track, so they were happy to stick with me, and she's a lovely little filly. She's gone really well with preparation. I've won 2 races on her, so, you know, she's up against some tough opposition, but she's going as good as what she's ever going. So hopefully she can have some luck and do well.
Well, she's come from a benchmark 75 through a class 6, and the last 2 runs have been really encouraging, particularly in the Daybreak Lover, the way that you sat up on the pace and really toughed it out.
Yeah, absolutely. She's not really much to look at. She's not big in size, but she's definitely got a lot of heart, and she's so competitive. So look, if she gets a good run, she won't lie down.
Be interesting to see. There's a large fill, you know, large lineup chasing $500,000. Just to see where you can. Is she a type that just likes to race right up on the pace?
Oh, look, up to 1350. I'd presume that she will be up on the pace. I mean, she's not really a leading type of horse, but no doubt she'll be somewhere up there.
She's won 2 from 3 around this trip, so she's proven at this 1350.
Yeah, she has. Last run, last preparation, I won over 1350. She sat behind the leaders. So, well, I think eventually she'll probably stretch out to 1400, maybe even a mile. So, just she's got a bit of a tricky draw, but I'm sure Stuart and the owners will work out some sort of tactics, and we'll talk about it on Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. But it's just a huge thrill for you to be able to walk around and just say, look, I'm going to ride in a Group 1 and I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, it is. It's brilliant. I mean, at the start of the carnival, I hadn't had a ride in any sort of listed or stakes race or anything. And now I've won a Group 3 in a listed race last weekend, and now I'm going to have a ride in a Group 1. So, no, it's a little bit overwhelming, but it's great and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. You put in the hard yards and it's really paying off for you. As I say, I can hear you, I hear the airport in the background there. You're off to Rockhampton for the Newmarket meeting. You're on a horse that, well, you rode at Rocky to win last time, Land Office.
Yeah, that's correct. Land Office was actually my first Saturday winner back in August. And I travelled up here a fortnight ago to ride him in the lead up to the Newmarket, which he won quite well. So, look, he's going from 1200 to 1300. He's never won further than 1200, but I don't, you know, and Steele's of the same opinion. We don't see why he wouldn't be able to stretch out to the 1300.
He looks like a horse that can, you know, really tough it out as well.
Yeah, he's a beautiful horse. He's a big, strong horse. He can normally race anywhere. He sits up on the pace and makes his own luck. Very tractable, and he knows how to hit the line.
Well, mate, safe travels. We just wanted to grab you before you fly. Good luck today in the Rocky Newmarket with Land Office, but particularly on Saturday. It's a huge thrill for anybody to get a Group 1 ride. We congratulate you on that, and I hope that Rare Occurrence is right in the finish come the big finish.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you, Andrew. Thanks a lot.